Buenas noches, San Antonio. Welcome to Put OS AFC. It's Shattuck.
Clayton is here.
Oh, I missed the post. I didn't get my beer.
Welcome back, Matthew.
Cheers. Thank you.
Welcome back.
Who was that welcome back for there?
Connie? I don't know who sings that song, but it's from Welcome Back, Cotter. It was like one of the first shows that I watched like ever that I remember like sitting on the floor and just watching. And like it was about a teacher in like a tough Bronx, like
Soaps.
New York, like with Gabe Kaplan and a very young Vinny Barbarino was the character's name. John Travolta.
Really?
Yeah, John Travolta's in that.
Someone sent that out on, was that to one of our texts that they responded with a Welcome Back kind of reference?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Who are we welcoming back? Me?
You!
Hey!
Yeah, and me!
How about you?
Yeah, we're here.
Welcome back.
We're together.
Okay, cheers to that.
Yeah, buddy.
I'll clink for you right here.
Yeah.
Is that bad luck?
Back from spring break. Back talking about SAFC, back talking about Puto SAFC things.
Hey, listeners, we're back in person, back at the Shad Pad on a Tuesday night.
Yep.
Watching some U.S. Open Cup.
The extent to which, the lengths to which we went to find this, it was, and the production value is absolutely spectacular. So setting the stage, we're in the Shad Pad. And we're back from spring break. And
Chattanooga, Miami United.
So that would be the Red Wolves of Chattanooga, my old town of Chattanooga. I played for the Chattanooga Express.
Oh, really?
Which was an indoor team, but was semi-professional. And I think there was an outdoor team as well. They'd play against like the Birmingham Grasshoppers. I don't remember what the actual league was, but... when I played, it was after my senior year in college. I went and tried out down in Chattanooga and ended up making the team. And I played. And then before I left to come back to San Antonio, the owner of the team died scuba diving or snorkeling. And the story that I got was he saw what he thought was a shark and had a heart attack in the water and died. But it was really just a dolphin, but it scared the shit out of him and thinking it was a shark, and he had a heart attack and died, and the team was disbanded.
There's so many levels to that story.
And, you know
what?
I
don't think any of that is true.
Yeah.
He might have gotten
There's lost. No way I'm creative enough but to make all that up, dude. But the point is, I've spent a lot of time in Chattanooga and showing this stadium here. We're in the University of Tennessee Chattanooga Mocs, the Moccasins. That's their... that's their mascot. We're in their football stadium.
There you go.
Watching this USL game. Like, cheers to USL game being on. Cheers to USL.
Not
Lamar
USL.
Hunt. I'm sorry, US Open Cup game being played.
Welcome back, Lamar Hunt, US Open Cup game.
Yeah, but
Clayton, that's... Sorry, gonna get up on my soapbox.
Do it.
That's why the US Open Cup is cool and needs to exist. Dumbasses. Because, like, history... You've been there. You played there. You went to school near there. Like, we could go searching for the New Haven Islanders or some crap to see if I could find a team.
Yeah, the New Haven, like, Greek tradesmen or whatever.
The Hartford. Yeah, like, the who knows? The Islanders is such a great hockey name.
Yeah.
But all those things. I mean, there is American soccer history. And if MLS just tries to franchise out, like, McDonald'sification of soccer... We don't have any of this cool crap of playing in some random college stadium.
No, I watched the season opening show on the USL, the one that Devin Kerr and Michael Watts,
yeah.
Is that his name? Do, and they did a really good deep dive into the Lamar Hunt US Open Cup, and like while it's not the format that everybody would dream of, and we don't love the fact that...
couldn't find the games on TV at all.
And that,
tonight.
Like, and that, you know, maybe this is a watered-down, blander version of it, but you know what? We still have it. They made it.
Listeners, the camera just panned to the left, zoomed out, and showed a dude sitting in the press box next to the dude. Like,
looks like a high school football coach. Like, he accidentally, like, went to go scout the wrong game.
What the hell just happened?
But, and some of the, we haven't even mentioned some of the graphics that they've put up on the screen. So if you get a chance, like, search on YouTube when they're playing these little small Lamar Hunt US Open games.
See if you can find them. It's a real treat. Right now, Miami U, whoever that is, the U, which I'm sure they call themselves, are up 1-0 on the University of Tennessee Chattanooga.
Before you go back to what you were saying, I'll have you know, Clayton, what's wrong with this picture? Just look up and see when it dawns on you what just dawned on me. Something is very wrong with this picture.
I can't tell you right
I'm
off the top of my head.
Back to the future right
the
now.
The fact that it's a fully lined football field?
No.
That doesn't even bother you?
Nope. Back to the... And the goal line is a G. Not just a goal line, but... No, it's in the graphics. It's the first half. And the clock...
Oh, it's ticking up.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's a countdown clock.
Yeah.
Like high school soccer.
Yeah, it is.
It's going down to zero.
Yes.
I was wondering how it went from the 32nd minute to the 21st minute. It's because the clock is going down.
You know what? U.S. Open Soccer. that's what I'm talking about.
Open Cup crap. That's just great.
You know, like this would be on the Open Cup bingo card.
Oh,
like, that's a new one to add. That's
bad
a new
graphics.
Square. That's a new square to add. Clock going. Clock ticking down.
Clock ticks down. Now, if the ref blows his whistle when it gets to zero,
right.
That's how we'll know that this is really.
Or if a guy gets a yellow card and has to be subbed off immediately, high school soccer rule style, UIL.
I mean, these guys are playing like high school. No offense.
But anyway, Matthew, what's going on, buddy?
Welcome back. Well, I woke up in Mexico this morning, and here I find myself looking at you, Clayton. Nothing could brighten my day like coming home to Clayton and Angie.
You know what? We're giving people content.
Hey!
Like, from Mexico to San Antonio, we're about giving content, creating content.
This is a lot more fun in person.
For sure.
I mean, when you're at the Minnesota United game and in person, I'm sure that's fun for you, but I enjoy hanging out.
And I would have had fun, I'm sure, doing the Tampa Bay preview show with those guys, which may lead us into what's going on, but like, Tampa Bay preview show, I would have loved to be in, but they were recording and like sound and visual at the same time, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was too much for me out of the Canyon of the Eagles.
I know, they kept sending me links on Twitter, and I'm like, I don't, like, why is this all on Twitter? But that was fun. I'm glad we did that. We talked about that earlier. Good to do a preview show with a rival pod that's playing our game.
Yeah, and listeners, we're going to try to do that because we've got a bunch of entries in the team, what are we calling that division of the...
The pod division.
Yeah, the pod division.
Of the Puto Pick 4.
And I think we're going to try to reach out to them and see, like, hey, whenever we play you guys on the schedule, would y'all be interested in doing a little preview, yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, hopefully we can make some of that happen. And,
you know, there's a
and
little...
And obviously some people listen to it, so that's good, right?
So, I know listener Caroline liked it, so if Caroline likes it. She's usually a pretty good judge of what's good.
And we've got some feedback recently from someone that I don't know exactly who it was, but they said, hey, I think you do a really good job of covering the game, like giving me preview stuff. Like, that's what I'm looking for, because I don't know. Wasn't there somebody that reached out to us on Twitter or something along those lines?
Yeah, last year.
And
I think they wanted more info about the opposing team.
They were saying, thank you for doing that. Yeah. I like that. So something like this will definitely help in that regards.
And that... That'll translate when there's something that I noticed just because of that pod myself. So I'm glad I knew a little bit more about it. Are you ready to talk SAFC?
Yeah, man, let's do it. Let's talk SAFC.
On Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's our normal night to let people know what we saw, what we're gonna see, things like that. And let's get down to the nitty gritty.
All right, SAFC 2, Tampa Bay 2. My prediction was right. Ooh, on the Twitter, Clayton, they put out the evil RBLR podcast had their three predictions that were all Tampa Bay wins.
Okay.
And me, I didn't know. I was like, I don't like predictions, but...
Was this a rebuttal that you gave them, or did they ask you just on the spot?
They asked me on the spot what my prediction would be, and I was like, well, you know, I don't like getting in the prediction game. You know, I've always said that I don't like... predicting individual scores because it's just so random.
Right.
But I said tie because we seem like good teams and it's early on. We were a little more prepared maybe.
We've played them twice before and we tied them both times before.
There you go.
So I don't know where I read that.
Three ties in three games.
Three times we played them, three times we've drawn.
I can go through the goals But I told you I was going to throw you a curveball, so are you ready for the curveball?
Curveball from Matthew. Baseball season right around the corner.
You probably know the curveball.
You didn't watch the game.
I couldn't watch the game.
Explain.
Well, you can't watch the game in Mexico, and actually...
Why, because they don't have the Golazo network?
Actually, I did figure out that on my phone, finally, I could get the Golazo network.
And
I got so overjoyed, I was like, yes, great. Well, I'm already out with friends celebrating a birthday at this awesome place called The Office. Like, happy hour, free food. And someone asked me if I was from Miami.
Whoa.
Are you from Miami?
Is that a compliment?
Yes.
Probably from someone from Mexico, like in Guanajuato.
Yes.
That's probably, like, you seem very worldly and very...
Yes, I was in love with it.
Okay.
So I was like, great, I'll just watch this later on. Golazo does not do replays.
So this is a little thing for our listeners then.
Yes, listen, well, fellow podcaster Harry put it on Twitter. Hey, USL Network, we can't watch, unlike ESPN, we can't watch replays on Golazo.
So you think that's probably something they could fix pretty easily, wouldn't you think?
You'd think so. It's in their inventory somewhere. You just click.
Right?
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah, maybe that's something good to point out to them. Maybe they will make some kind of change with that. But
for listeners, whenever...
So the Golazo game is like the national game of the week.
Yeah.
So we're not going to have a many games on there. But when you do, you have to watch it live at this juncture or else you are not going to be able to watch it.
Or if you want to watch Jordan Farrar play for Tampa Bay and they're on national TV. Got to catch it live.
Yeah, there we go.
I mean, I knew to expect there might be some hiccups, but I was prepared to come home today and watch it in the USA if I had to be in the USA to watch it.
Okay.
And I couldn't watch it in the USA. There's no replay. So at Spurs, Spurs Sports Entertainment, USL, the league, it's a big ask, but I mean... They put other full games on YouTube, so I searched there. It's not there.
And if you put out the money to carry this league and be able to get that,
you own the rights.
Yeah, you want to get people going? Huh? What is this? You know, like they're just accidentally struck, like going through sports and they're looking for Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
But then they come across like, oh, here's a random soccer game that maybe I'll take a look at. You know, like you would think they would give you access to it.
On CBS Sports, you can watch all the Italian games that are passed.
Good point.
So I kept checking it.
And the Champions League games.
Yep.
On Paramount.
So, yeah, which is where...
So I watched it on Paramount Plus. So I didn't check my DirecTV to see if I have the CBS... Because I have the CBS Sports Network on DirecTV.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if I have Golazo.
Okay.
So I watched it from Paramount Plus onto the Golazo. And it was a little ghetto at first. So since I did see it, and I was watching live...
I'm so glad. I assumed that you had watched it live, and I'm so glad you have, because if you hadn't, we would be talking about nothing.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was, yes, I watched it live, I got it, turned it on, there's Michael LaHoud.
Ooh.
Michael, former
alumni. Worlds collide.
Yeah, we could do alumni, like, where are they now? Michael's in, like, on the set, discussing, discussing whatever game of the week on the Golazo Network. And then they had a player from another team. I can't remember what his name was. And they were talking pregame about the game and stuff like that.
Did Michael commentate or just do the pregame?
He just did the pregame, like, in studio.
Cool.
Like, like he was like the Terry Bradshaw, Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, like.
New listeners, former pod guest, Michael LaHoud. If you want to hear an awesome life story, go listen to our episode last February with Michael.
Yeah.
Amazing story coming from Sierra Leone to the USA. But
I mean, great for him landing there because he does the Italian games that they do on Paramount Plus. And here he was doing USL and obviously very knowledgeable of the city and very knowledgeable of the... And he was talking about how we've changed, how we're playing different.
Oh, really?
Yes. He knew, like, the USL guys, when they were Devin Kerr and Watts, when they were doing their season preview, they didn't know that we were playing a different... They were still talking about, like, the bang it forward and people figuring us out and stuff like that kind of thing. But anyway, LaHoud covered. But then when they tried to switch over to the game, to the local feed, like the local broadcast, there was delays and it was like... I wasn't... They started showing highlights of another game and they started showing a college basketball game. And I kind of lost it for about 30 seconds. And I was like, be patient. This is a small problem, not a big problem, Clayton.
Yeah.
And then the game showed up. And it was someone going, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Like, this was obvious. This was their first week or second week of, of broadcasting. But there it was. There we were, SAFC in Tampa, showing Jordan Farr at the very beginning, you know, shaking hands with his teammates and stuff like that.
Good for you, Clayton. I'm glad you watched.
Yeah.
So I didn't. I kind of figure, you know what? I did the hard work last week doing two shows.
Yeah.
For our pod. So I have some questions for you. I got a bunch of questions to ask.
Lay it on. I got things written down.
Because I figure the listeners are probably like me. A lot of people don't watch this. A lot of y'all do watch, but a lot of more casual fans, you just want to know what the hell happened in Tampa. Here we go.
We're going to be a little bit better than that.
You want me to say the goals first?
Yeah, let's give the summary.
Give me something to say for a little bit before you go off.
Yeah. Whew, let me wet my whistle.
So they come right off the bat. Boom, off a corner kick. Cal Jennings, 5th-minute goal, up 1-0. Boom. I see a lot of highlights, Clayton, of opportunities for Tampa Bay all the way till the 72nd minute. They score again. Miguel or
good luck. Good luck pronouncing this one, bro.
Arteaga. He came from Phoenix. He's really good.
No, his last name is Nyongabire. That's that's the guy who scored their goal in the 72nd minute.
No, man. Arteaga.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, that guy played the ball. He got the assist. I'm sorry.
The assister.
Never mind. My apologies. Go ahead.
Okay. Came from Phoenix.
I swear I watched it.
I believe.
I swear. It. That's how I caught myself.
83rd minute, Bora Noguera gets a comeback goal for
on his Wikipedia page. It just says Bora.
Just Bora.
Just Bora. We're just going with Bora.
Good. So we come back 2-1, and then in the 91st minute, Carter Manley with another goal, 2-2. Tie it up. We'll get into the afters, I suppose, because I heard there was some more opportunities.
Yep. I can talk about that.
That's your score. That's your score. Clayton, what's your headline? Or do you just want to talk?
You just want to talk. It's a phrase that we use is it the opposite phrase?
Oh.
Last week was tie that felt like a loss.
Uh-huh.
This is tie that feels like a win.
All right.
With authority. Tie that feels like a win.
Why?
So, I think you briefly touched upon it. You saw lots of Tampa Bay highlights. Like, you watched the highlights, correct?
I did.
All right, so you watched lots of highlights, and there were lots of Tampa Bay highlights. Very few San Antonio FC highlights.
Getting
and
in
that,
easy on
that wasn't like that wasn't like a Tampa Bay native was putting together the highlight reel. That is the way that this game went.
Okay.
It was a lot of the growing pains type things that we talked about.
Okay.
A lot of the working out the kinks issues that we talked about. And we mentioned it last week at the end of our preview. Like, man, if we give the ball away and do the things we did against Loudoun, we are going to get thumped. And 4 minutes in. Now, it wasn't from the first goal was not from the...
It wasn't from a back pass.
And I'm going to hand it to them. Not terrible marking.
He was marked.
Yeah, like, Abu is on him. He's like, actually makes contact with him. That guy is just... That guy scored 20 goals last season.
He's also a lot bigger than Abu.
Yeah.
And, why is Abu on Cal Jennings?
The ball is served right perfectly to the corner of the six. Cal Jennings flick on that goes... Far post,
listeners,
upper 90.
Listeners, Clayton with a vintage
hedge. Dude, like snap of the neck.
The way they teach
you to do it. And boom.
Poor little Abu marking the 20 goal score.
Well, and I can see why you have Abu there at the near post like that. He wasn't marking him, man. Oh. Abu was lined up along and like
Catch the short corner.
Yes, and like just to throw him off and like
enough. He got a shoulder to him.
He did, and it's a great finish.
It's a man's finish.
It's a great ball in. Like, you know, they talk about Americans not being great in the air. Like, yeah, that's
who's that?
That was always the
who's
knock.
They?
My college coach.
Oh, they're wrong.
Won a national championship.
Oh, that's great. Like, we're not good with our feet, buddy.
Well,
we're not good on the ground either.
Moving on. So early on, they're up in the 4th minute, and I'm thinking to myself, oh no, this is going to be a long night. And let's talk about just personnel wise on the field.
Line up.
All the same.
All the same except.
Except for.
Omar is in.
Omar is in playing centrally. And
Jorge's bumped up.
Yes,
it looks like
Jorge's bumped up, and going
Hockenson,
to TNT. Gomez is not in the starting lineup.
Gomez,
I don't know whether maybe
gone.
He had gone to because he is.
He came in as a sub.
He did. My apologies. He did.
Yeah,
he did. But he did get called up to TNT national team.
Good.
So he will not be there this weekend.
Does that mean that Hockenson was playing right back for Gomez? Is that who was there?
Yes. I thought Hockenson was wide right.
Uh-huh.
And Silva on the left with Abu, Master Blaster in the middle, and Omar. And then Omar, and then Hernandez up top.
Just Hernandez and Aguadelo.
Yes, Hernandez and Aguadelo. There we go.
Was that problematic?
It was, I have written down here, as good as Jorge Hernandez was against Loudon and as shifty and stuff like that, not good in this game. I have it written down, not with an exclamation mark or anything like that, but as good and as effective as he was against Loudon, and as much as if we're going to be good and have the ball, he's going to need to be effective, he was not in this game. And I don't know what to chalk it up to specifically, whether it's their pressure, their physicality, their just being a better team, a good team, or what. But
what about just him not playing his normal position?
Yeah, yes.
He's not a forward.
Yes.
Like, he's a guy behind the guy, not the guy up front.
Right.
I didn't watch the game, but did you see him in strange positions?
He was more advanced, it seemed like to me, not where he could receive the ball, turn, and then play like that diagonal ball.
Who's he gonna play that too if he's the highest person up the field?
Yeah, and like him and Aguadelo, a lot of times were almost playing next to each other rather than like behind each other and on top of each other.
Yeah.
Yes, and that was very noticeable to me throughout the game. Okay.
So we don't like the Jorge Hernandez at forward experiment.
Yeah, and which leads me, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we're gonna play this way, and this was part of the problem with the game overall, if we're going to let's keep it and let's knock it around and stuff like that, it's a wholly premised, it seems like, on Hernandez being on the ball and getting, and if he's not in the right places for him to do the stuff with the ball, it's going to be problematic.
Weird.
The master in Master Blaster, I had almost forgotten that he started when I
Abu?
Yeah, like I almost was thinking to myself when I got on the website today to look to see who all was in the starting rotation. I was like, wait, he didn't start, did he? And then I was like, so that's a problem too, right? If you don't even know that Abu is out there, then that's a problem. Yes.
Yes, we did win possession 60-40.
Yep, it was one. I'll throw out some of the numbers: 60% possession, but 11 corners for them, 3 for us. Yeesh. So that tells you that most of our possession is in our half of the field, yes? Uh-huh. And only 62% passing accuracy in their half of the field. That seems pretty low.
That's a very specific stat.
Well, I bring it up for a very specific reason that, like, if we're going to keep the ball and matriculate it up the field, it needs to be better than that, doesn't it? Like, aren't most teams, like, in the 80s with their passing accuracy?
I don't know about in the other team's half. I've never seen that stat, so okay. I don't know.
All right. And then 14 shots to 7.
They doubled our shots?
Yeah, they doubled our shots.
Okay.
First half was all them.
Question.
Yes.
Did our center backs spread out?
No. Once again, ooh, going back within 2 to 5 minutes, I immediately thought to myself, that Coach Marcina did not catch our episode. Coach Marcina did not take it to heart. And they are literally within 5 yards of each other. And what happens is Burks takes a couple of steps back, but then Manley and Tainer don't get any wider. And so you have this acute triangle. It's like, and like, with Burks at a point where the goalie is like directly behind him, and they're like at this acute triangle.
So the four of them give him no passing options.
Yeah. So one like tricky forward can mark all four of them at once. I don't understand what's going on with it. I just don't.
That leaves us at 7-10 in the rest of the field.
Yeah. There you go. That's a way to. Yeah, that's a way of looking at it.
I don't like those numbers.
No.
Gosh darn it.
So no, that did not change at all. We didn't have, it wasn't as bad with the giveaways as against Loudon. But there were still some. And they were in the first half, they had a second goal called back about 5 minutes after the
You saw the highlight. I think if you look at the highlights, you saw where they kind of clatter into the goal, where Cisniega spills it right in front, and it happened to be offsides. That's entirely on Cisniega. Like he
the rebound.
Yes, we got very lucky that that guy was offsides when the guy struck it.
Yes,
you know because he spilled that right in front of the goal.
Just watching the highlights, it felt like that goal was coming.
Yeah, they were knocking at the door. We had a couple of shots on goal, but nothing really dangerous.
Yeah.
They were far more dangerous, and it could have been 2 or 3 in the first half. Could have been 2 or 3 in the first half.
Another question, was Tanner better?
Yes, individually Tanner was better. Not as many giveaways.
Good.
Good on his defensive duties. And like I said, not as many giveaways. Here was I'll kind of sum up the first half. Charlie goes, "Hey, Dad, I'm gonna go downstairs. Will you call me if we do anything?" Well, this is the way this is gonna go. He goes, "It doesn't look like we're gonna score, Dad." So that's kind of the way
from the mouths of babes.
Yeah, that's kind of the way the first half went and fell. Like, and that should be my headline. "Hey, Dad, will you call me if we're gonna do anything?"
I like the "Hey, Dad, it doesn't look like we're gonna score."
Yeah. So along the scoring lines, there were rumors all week about Santiago Patino. Where's Santi? Where's the little duck? Quack, quack.
We got some inside info
threw it out there.
If you sit near Clayton at the games, you heard the rumors that Vietnam, Vietnam, Vietnam.
Ho Chi Minh transferred to Ho Chi Minh City. Good job, Santi. Go by the... Is that by the beach? I don't know. Like, I don't know where that comes from or how he ends up there, but
if he's on the same salary, he's living like a king in Vietnam.
Yeah. Oh, go. Yeah, that could be something, right?
Hey, Sam. Hey, happy trails. Great job. All-time leading scorer.
All-time leading goal scorer. I wrote it down. Where is it? Right here. 26 goals in 48 matches. 2 in the finals against Louisville. Brace in the finals. We don't like. You know, he's the reason. He's big reason why we have a championship, why we have a star above the crest. So, all-time leading goal scorer, 26 goals in 48 matches. There we go.
Best of luck. I was really surprised because it was kind of spur of the moment. There was like a bunch of congratulatory tweets, and he seems super happy fulfilling this life dream to go play abroad in Vietnam. Who knew?
I mean, it's probably maybe similar in some ways to Brazil. Like,
oh, he is Brazilian, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, maybe he has a proclivity for girly boys.
I think he's Colombian, actually.
Oh, not Brazilian. I'm sorry.
He played in Brazil.
That's right.
At some point.
That's right. My apologies. Sorry, Santi. Anyway, little duck gone. All like, where is he? What's going on? That's what's going on. Good luck to you, Santiago, and wish you the best, buddy.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Starter in our home preseason game.
Yeah.
Second half. Ready to talk about that? You got something?
Yes. Second half. We can move. Well, let me say, in the first half, same good stuff from Aguadelo. Still looking dangerous again. When we could get him the ball, but it was a lot of him on his own, or with or just him and Hernandez versus giant Ted Lasso and their guys, and it just wasn't happening in the first half. All right, move on. Questions for me.
Did we look better in the second half?
Yes, we did look better. Not a lot. Not a lot. They the goal that they scored, the second goal in the 72nd minute, Silva got lambasted with that guy was up and down the flank the entire game. That guy was a bundle of energy.
Not Nick Moon.
Not Nick Moon. Nick Moon wasn't even on their bench. He was on their injury report. But it's the guy with the difficult name to pronounce. Never heard of him before. Neon Gabire. He was just up and down. He was the guy that knocked the ball over Silva's head, took it to the end line, cut it back.
Yeah.
And that guy gets on the other end of Manly.
Wrong side of Manly.
At that point, I'm like, yikes. Yep. We are donezo. Did not look like we were going to make any progress, and we hadn't really made any more progress to that point.
We sub out Silva for Gomez, probably not coincidentally, right after that.
Yeah, he looked gassed. He didn't have a great game either.
More of an attacking defender than a defending
for
defender.
For sure, for sure. And they were definitely on the offensive coming down that flank.
Okay. Omar got subbed at halftime for Kay Lacy.
Omar?
Kendall Lacy?
Cameron Lacy. Cameron Lacy. I think, right?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Omar was not very good either.
He's kind of one of those that seems not that bad at anything, but also not that great at anything.
I thought he was pretty good when he came on in the Loudon game.
Yeah.
He may be our, when Abu is done, like...
Right, a little, yes.
Like, that's like for like.
He's good enough, but I just don't see him shining in that role.
No, uh-uh.
So. How's Lacy? Was he good?
Yes, he was active down the right side. So he was playing.
Oh.
He moved out on the right, I thought. And him and when Burra came on.
What does Burra play?
Burra was playing outside attacker.
Okay.
Yes. And.
Talk to him about the second goal.
So, well, our first goal.
Sorry, yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
So our first goal, Burra comes on, and him and Lacy. Lacy plays Burra just down the line, and he just. Kind of streaks by his guy and rips a shot. They in the article, it said far post. On the website, it says far post. It beats Jordan Farr near post. You saw the highlight, correct?
Yeah.
All the people that...
What are they watching?
How dare Jordan Farr get moved? Greatest goalie since sliced bread. You got to see a little... It was a rocket. It was a rocket, and it looked like it may have even taken a deflection. I don't think it did, but he's not 4 yards, or he's not 6 yards out. He's like 10 to 12 yards out, and there's nowhere else he can go with the ball. There's defenders that are going to keep it from going far post.
Yeah.
And Farr doesn't have his near post cover. And it sneaked. And
it's the one on the ground?
It's low. It's like mid. Ugh. It's at a difficult height. It's not right at like his... feet or at where his hand level, but it's a keeper gets beat near post from like 12 yards.
Not good.
I'm sorry. That's a Jordan Farr goalkeeping error.
Well, we're gonna come back
and
to that.
And we'll take.
We're gonna come back to that later.
And it went dead silent in there after we scored.
Sold like, out Al Lang Stadium.
At first, it did not look like a very good crowd, and it was much better by the end.
They claimed it was sold out. In every article, sold out.
It didn't look it at first. And, like, the atmosphere didn't seem spectacular or anything like that. They've got some... Down in one corner where you can see the water in the background, they've got, like the thatched roof hut, like... And that's kind of like the tiki bar look and stuff awesome. Like that. And that's kind of cool. And that's kind of at the end where their supporters are. But the other end, it seemed pretty tame. Tame to me. Pretty tame.
So...
For a team that hadn't played yet this season, and it was their home opener playing us with Jordan Farr, would have thunk a little bit better. This isn't me taking a swipe or anything.
Yeah,
I would have thought a little bit more.
Did you feel the goal coming, or was it just totally out of nowhere?
No, it did not feel it. Did not feel it coming.
I feel like it seems like I set it up on purpose. I was just reading the substitutions, but I love that you said Lacy passes it to Burra, who scores two subs. So
yes.
Hey, Coach.
On the right-hand side.
Coach Marcina.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, we're kind of, I hope this isn't too all over the map, but I don't have a lot to say. On Reddit, there was literally a post or during the game comment, Marcina out. Another tie. And it's like,
this is a tie that feels like a win, and we're not even done talking about.
One of the best teams in the league on the road. You tie them 2-2 with a mentality monster's comeback.
Yeah, and with a new change of the way we're playing, with all the personnel, this was a good tie. Kind of the malaise and the nothing happening in the first half with that, but then all of a sudden, that's what soccer is. We score one goal from two guys that we've never seen really play before. Lacy played in the game. Did he play in the first game? No.
I've never seen him play.
Yeah, two guys that all of a sudden come out of nowhere and boom. like hits a. First of all, I had this. How would we find a guy like Burra?
Who are these? Who is Nogueira?
So I got on
is
his.
Is he the Portuguese guy?
No. So he's Guinea Bissau, or he is from.
He's Bissau. From Guinea Bissau.
He is from Bissau, Guinea Bissau.
Guinea Bissau.
Yes,
just like Muhammad, my friend.
Yes, where in Africa is Guinea Bissau? Is right? It Africa?
Yes, it's on the coast.
Okay, on the French side, kind of by Cote d'Ivoire and stuff.
Yes, on the curve. Right on the curve near Angola.
Okay.
It's where Muhammad is from.
So on the on the French side as you go like kind of halfway down, like...
I don't think it's a French side because there's also some English colonies. Ghana's there.
Okay.
It's on the west coast of Africa by all the slave ports. You know Guinea... You know Muhammad from...
Yes, yes. Mary's. Oh, yeah, I do.
That's his country.
Sure.
And it's like a very poor country. I think it has an island off the shore... Where there's oil and all the rich people live on the island. So there's like a complete separate society on the island with all the money.
Got it. Yeah, like they've separated themselves. No. Anyway, my question for you is, how would we find this guy? I got on his Wikipedia page today. He's never played anywhere but over there, like in Africa. He's 28 years old. Like, how would we find this guy?
I think it's Muhammad. We need to call it Mo. And hey, Mo.
Do you think
who is this guy?
Do you think he just got tired of not being let on the island and was like, get me out of here, dude? Like, and just had his agent say, like, just send out my resume out to everybody, my highlight tape, like when you're a kid in like in high school and you want to get recruited by a college coach?
28 years old, huh?
Yeah.
I thought he was from the Portuguese second division. He's not?
No, that's Silva. Silva played over there.
All right, so...
But anyway, that
now
was
we're
just
in injury time. Are we knocking on heaven's door for the next 15 minutes? Is that what's going on?
No. Once again, we still weren't. It got better. So the momentum shifted with the goal. Just like we always talk about it at 2-0 is the most dangerous lead. The momentum definitely shifted, and we started to take it to him a little bit more. But the winner was kind of another fluke goal that came out of nowhere. We play the ball. Is it a corner kick? It's a corner kick, yes?
There's all sorts of just garbage trash.
Yeah, and they don't clear it. And then, and the best part about this is your assist leader. Your assist leader to lead the, like, it's one of those that, like, if you're known for doing that, like, John Stockton used to get assists to Karl Malone all the time after he'd take, like, six dribbles afterwards.
Yeah.
But because Stockton passed it to him and the hometown guy was like, assist Stockton.
Tell the listeners what happened.
So it's a corner kick and it's kind of a clash of bodies come together and the ball drops. And Jorge Hernandez takes a swing at it, misses entirely, and hits it with his back heel. Trips over the ball, hits it with his back heel to Manly. And to Manly's credit, he pulled a – it was his little tribute to the little duck and gets to the spot where the ball is and buries a shot that Farr doesn't have a chance at because there's like three guys right in front of his eyesight.
Great shot.
Yes. Like,
between the bodies.
Yes.
Like Matrix style.
Spectacular. And boom, it's 2-2. And at that point in time, I had yelled down to Charlie after the first one. I was like, Charlie, check it out.
Something happened.
Yes. And he came back upstairs and all of a sudden, there it is, 2-2. And that's not it.
Nope.
That's not it.
And, two things.
And like, yes.
Two incidents coming.
All right, you take the two incidents that you remember.
Well, I'm just very happy that you clarified, because I saw Jorge Hernandez whiff.
I can't believe I laughed when I saw the stat sheet that he had the assist, because I remember the goal
exactly. He technically touched the ball.
And it went to his guy.
The whole thing was, I was wondering, like, I'm pretty sure he tripped on the ball, so I think that means he touched it, which means that he technically gets the assist. And then it's just sitting there for an awkward half second until Manly just blasts it.
Yeah.
2-2. Well, I mean, there's two more things. First, there's a goal that got called back that is not in the highlights. Do you remember that?
Yes.
We scored a goal.
Yes.
A winning goal. But we didn't win. So what the hell? The rumor is it went out of bounds.
All right. So it's 2-2.
Yeah.
Time is getting ready to expire on a corner kick. On a corner kick. A corner kick is taken. And the ball pops out, and I can't remember who rips it home. I don't remember exactly. I don't remember exactly.
Okay. There's no replay, so no one can
check. That's what I'm saying. I don't remember exactly what happened, but the ball ends up in the back of the net, and
it looks like they could have called a foul on the initial corner kick, or it could have been offsides because the shot is taken out from outside of 18 or right on the edge of the 18, and they haven't pulled their guys off the line yet.
Uh-huh.
And so it looks like he's calling offsides, or it looks like he's potentially calling foul. But as I remember it, and I don't know if it was explained or where I read, the ball was out of bounds. The linesman put his flag up for the ball being out of bounds.
The Twitter people are saying that the ball went out of bounds.
I don't remember exactly how the ball ended up, but like I do remember, that it was like a bending ball that went out of bounds.
I hate
and
that call.
There's no way to really check it.
Was there pandemonium in the Hayden household?
Yes. Oh, dude, it went absolutely crazy. Charlie jumped up on the bed, and we were hugging each other, and then like... And we could, because, and I didn't understand what the call, I just assumed it was offside because I thought somebody like tipped it in because it was a long shot. They hadn't pulled their guys off the line, but they didn't really show the replay. They didn't show the replay of it either on the Golazo Network because the game was over. It was like last whistle stuff. Yes, it was almost at the death.
Because there's also the Jorge Hernandez chance, which I want to talk about.
Which was?
Jordan Farr.
Oh yes! Another Farism, RPM.
Listeners, if you're wondering what the hell is happening in Rowdy's podcast, they wondered how the hell they got Jordan Farr, and I said, well, he just had some head shake, kind of like blunders, like, oh God, what was that? He's got the ball, no pressure, a couple guys to pick from to pass to, and just passes it directly to our center forward, right?
They gave a stat on the USL on one of the websites. He led the league in, like, I don't remember what the stat was, like, bonehead goals allowed or something like that. I don't remember specifically how you...
Large mistakes or something.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly how it's phrased. But errors. Anyway, and this isn't pile on Jordan Farr night.
But he's
25, 30 yards out with the ball just at his foot.
It's the 95th minute.
And he's just screwing around with the ball.
Is he hit it to Agudelo, I think, who plays in Jorge Hernandez.
Well, he plays it to their guy. He gets the ball to their defender, but it's a hospital ball where their guy turns around to it, and Jorge Hernandez slides in, and it goes to Agudelo, and Agudelo can't finish it.
I thought Jorge was the one that tried to
finish. No, I'm sorry. Agudelo, somebody slides in and wins
Jorge's
it.
Jorge's got a one on the goal from like 10 yards out.
If he plays the ball, he holds on about two touches too long, and one of the defenders comes and makes a sliding tackle and goes out for a corner kick.
Is that where we got our corner kick not
goal? That may have been, because that happened before the goal. That happened before the Manly goal.
I was watching it.
Yes.
I watched the highlights not knowing the score on purpose, hoping to know what the hell would happen. And I was like, oh my God, that was it.
You know, the guys that do the other pod in Santa...
Yeah, the Fancast.
Yes, they had a better highlight than the USL website did. Like, more highlights. Better production value. And I watched that, and I should have gone back and watched it again before we talked tonight, but I watched it like the next day.
How do you watch their thing?
They had it on Facebook, I think is where I saw it.
Like highlights.
Yes, they put on highlights with music and stuff like that. Yeah, it was really well done. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, look it up.
I need that.
Yeah.
Because it's not on Golazo. And Harry was the one that was complaining, so maybe that's how they did it.
Yes. But anyway, that's it. So that's, like I said, it's a draw that feels like a win. Now, I have a couple of things I want to say with regards to quotes from Coach Marcina.
Okay.
Flat out saying things that were not true.
Whoa.
And I put the words in quotation marks.
Whoa.
I shouldn't.
This is post-game press conference.
This isn't a fact-checking. Yes, this is from his post-game. Like, asserting our team identity.
Well,
we did not assert our team
identity. I think we did. That's mentality monsters. Coming back to that.
Yeah, I think what he means by that is our new way of playing.
Well, we outpossessed them 60-40. Right.
We were relentless in our pressing actions. not a true statement.
Okay.
Like, if maybe they just took quotes from like one of his old press releases.
No.
Dominated space with the ball.
Mm.
Now 60-40 in possession, but that's not dominating space with the ball. That's not
necessarily.
What and then we were robbed of 3 points.
Oh, well,
that's... He flat out said we were robbed of 3 points.
I mean, we scored a goal and they called it back.
If the ball goes out of bounds, you're not robbed of 3 points. In a game that you are lucky to get a tie out of because the other team outplays you, you're not robbed of 3 points. Maybe it's just, maybe it's him like early.
If he's one of the play, if you're one of the players, are you happy that the coach said that?
I guess so.
You probably are.
Yeah, you want him backing you. I'm not saying that I don't understand psychologically why maybe he said that, said it, because after two kind of, there's going to be some growing pains here, performances.
He's got to be happy. He's got to be proud. He's got, if we had lost this 3-0,
maybe he saw the Marcina out on Reddit.
If we lose this 3-0 because they pile another one in there in the first half, then we're talking about, are we still doing this?
Yeah.
So it's a game that – those two goals are huge. Mentality-wise, psyche-wise for the players.
Oh, man. That's
not nothing. That's like big.
It is a draw that is definitely a win.
That tells you you can score on the road against anyone. Therefore, you can play anyone and beat anyone.
I mean, I woke up Sunday morning going, "How did that happen? How did we get that point? Good night."
Well, I feel like I watched it now.
Back to the spectacular, spectacular visuals for the Chattanooga Miami game. Still Miami as the clock reads 0.00. Oh, they just reset it to 45.
There we go.
And they're starting it back down again.
Kick it off the second half.
So my overall impressions with the game, I can see what they're doing and I can see what they're trying to do.
Us?
Yes, us. We weren't good, but they didn't whoop our ass or anything like that. It wasn't, and I mean, they're a good team. They're a team that's going to be at the top of the Eastern standings or towards the top of the Eastern standings. So you can't be upset about it, you know?
If we're doing this system, it should work better against bad teams.
Right.
And worse against good teams. So it's not alarming that we can't dominate one of the league's best teams.
No, we definitely weren't talking about us dominating them last year or the year before when we, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes. This is just not a team we're going to do that to, ever. No,
if you get them in the final, you hope to win.
There you go. Exactly.
All right. Are you ready to move on?
Yeah. Where are we going to? Are we going to going on this week?
Our next game, home Saturday night against Colorado Springs, Clayton.
Back to ESPN Plus.
Oh, good call.
Still a 7:30 start time, not an 8 o'clock.
You can miss this game and watch it after the fact, should you wish.
Yes, I will not be there. I will be in Temple, Texas, but I've already phoned up there to make sure that they have ESPN Plus, and we will be watching from, Charlie and I will be watching from Temple, Texas.
Nice, they do.
Yeah.
At the, what is there? Miller?
Martin.
Yeah. Why did I think of Miller? All right, yeah, I think I'll be there. I think I'll be at the game. I'm not positive. I've got the kids, so we may just stay home. I may watch it at ESPN Plus right here.
Colorado Springs, familiar opponent of ours for both the playoffs over the years. Yes, we played them in the playoffs the last 2 years.
I mean, they've been very close to rival status.
Yeah.
Typically one of the best teams in the league. Typically, we usually beat them, but this is not your typical year. They are 0-2. Got this before the game.
And their coach has moved on, that fiery New Yorker that
had.
He's coaching in...
That's why.
Where was he reunited with his Colorado guy?
I did not... Oh, Hartford.
Yes, with Mitchy Nagalina and...
Or is that Rhode Island?
I don't know, but he's moved on and obviously the guy that got transferred to Egypt has moved on.
Ooh. Not Haji Wright.
So not the same team.
Haji Berry.
Yeah, Haji Berry, yes.
Good call.
Not the same team that we're used to seeing.
No, and listeners, their two results, they lost at Miami 2-0, and then last week at home lost to Detroit City 2-1.
Yeah.
Not the way you want to start a year, 0-2.
Had a really nice goal, though, nominated for goal of the week off the set piece that I watched today.
Only goal of the year, though.
Yeah. Still there is our buddy Mahoney, the guy with the mustache, the central defender. He is still there because he scored that goal that I'm talking about. I didn't get a chance to look on and see, like, recognize any of their players or anything like that. So we can just speak in generalities of, we've knocked them out of the playoffs the last 2 years in a row.
Is that right? We've played them a lot, and a lot of those have been first-round playoff games.
Yes.
Great team, typically, but this is different. I mean, we got to take the momentum and get a win here. We need to get 3 points.
Yes, and I think we can knock it around and do what we want to do at home against a team that's been struggling, who went all the way across the country to Miami in week one, and then all the way back to Colorado week
two.
Now
they're coming down to Texas.
Now coming down to San Antonio.
Good call. No tailgate, obviously. I guess if I do make it, I'll be at the Crocketeers tailgate or something. But okay. No family tailgate for the pod.
Man, there's some stirring up about where those funds are going on the with the supporter sites.
That's just... I wrote my season ticket rep an email today. You should do the same. And listeners, do the same. Like, it's just not cool to announce your parking rates after people have bought season tickets.
Yeah.
They never mention it till what? The week of the game?
Like, the week of.
That's just ghetto.
And then to try to, like, say, oh, this money will go back to you guys and stuff like that. It is not. So, don't even try that, jive ass.
Yeah. Just fine. Do it. But don't do it last second. That's weak. Are you ready for the Becker Vineyards Puto Pick 4 around USL update?
Yes. Spectacular job by intern Josh getting together all the entries, and there are a lot. There are. I don't know, 50-something maybe? 60, 70 in the individual category.
Oh, yeah. I meant total.
Okay.
And then the pod entries. I don't want to go through the standings. If you haven't seen them, they're on Twitter. As soon as intern Josh compiles this week's, I'll put them on Twitter whenever that is. Could be tomorrow, could be Friday. How about I read you a score and you tell me what you think?
Yeah, around the league is kind of what we're doing this, you know, since we're not doing any real updates.
Orange County 2 at Pittsburgh 0.
The Orange County, my pick.
Ooh, eyebrows raised.
I told you, I believe in that coach. I read an interview with him, like in that coach's roundtable that they did with young coaches, that Carlson guy. He's Swedish or Danish or something like that. I think Orange County, after almost losing their team and the way that their supporters stuck up for them and like told LA Galaxy or whoever it was, LAFC, to go F themselves.
Man,
like
Galaxy
too. They're kind of a little darling of mine. Man. I think that they could be something.
They've sold on a lot of players to Europe already.
Yes.
Man, that was a pod 6-pointer right there.
Yeah.
That's my Pittsburgh Riverhounds.
Yeah.
He just took 6 points off me.
But speaking of Pittsburgh, you sent me a little cool thing that they're looking to expand that very cool stadium
yes.
that I saw in Pittsburgh on the water that I sent the pictures of to everybody.
Three stages, $85 million total eventually. But it's just great to see that they might do more and stay right there. That'd be awesome.
It's like I said, it's a very cool looking venue. Like you can see all the bridges, you
the
know,
train,
that go over the
river.
Rivers and stuff. Yeah.
What
else?
Rhode Island won. New Mexico won in Rhode Island's first game. They sold out their stadium at home.
Excellent. Love that.
Welcome to the league.
Did they
come
from behind? You know?
Don't know, but they only had 5,000 people. They're in a temporary stadium. They are building like a purpose-built $100 million stadium on the riverfront.
That's good. I bet that's gorgeous.
Oh, that
could be a play them in the fall and maybe like go see the leaves change color, dude. I would love that. That would be spectacular. Maybe get some antiquing done.
Roots won. Charleston won. Charleston, 21 shots. The Roots had a 16-year-old kid named Ilik Alexiev score their goal.
Yeah, they've done some stuff on him on the USL website that he's one of the young kids to be on the lookout for.
Is he from somewhere else? He's got a weird name. Do you know if he was born in America or...
I don't remember. He's not the Italian kid that they signed from Juventus. There's some team that has a kid
doesn't
from
sound
Juventus'
like
junior team.
Ilik Alexiev sounds like he's Russian or something weird, something bizarre.
Any other scores that jump out at you?
Well, you might have been sad that SAFC tied Loudoun. Loudoun came back, got a 3-1 win against NCFC.
Yes.
That's surprising.
Our NCFC for the pod pick, and they're sitting at 0-2, I think. Maybe they got a draw in their first game.
Yeah, and they got a small crowd. I hope that they bring some noise, because I'm not liking what I see so far.
Okay.
That's what I got.
Becker
Vineyards, thank you for sponsoring.
Yes, the Puro Pick 4, and obviously the updates will get a little bit juicier as we move along and people move up and down the standings and stuff like that. But I like using it as well as our kind of around the league, what you saw.
People are super into the standings on Twitter. So when they were posted, people were putting when are the standings going to get here? And then there's a lot of shit talking. So I like that.
Right. And obviously we're just in week two, so there's not going to be there's not a lot of gaps or anything along those lines.
No, a lot of season play.
What do you got for a free kick, Matthew? Brought to you by Trevino Tile. Three generations of tiling and ceramics need. Trevino Tile, ask for them by name.
Well, I wanted to talk about the U.S. Open Cup maybe and how one of the teams forfeited.
I didn't see that. Yeah. This is something new and interesting to me.
One of these ghetto NISA teams just like folded, basically, I think.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about the USA, man.
Yes, let's talk about that. That was definitely going to be my free kick.
Thursday.
So it starts Thursday for ladies and gentlemen that don't know what we're talking about. So this is a full international date. There will be international games starting from tomorrow, maybe Wednesday.
There's only two I care about, and that's Thursday and Sunday.
Yes, Thursday, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, our time, Central Time, exactly. USA versus Jamaica at Jerry World in Dallas on TNT,
Paramount HBO. Plus, I think.
Paramount Plus.
I think, or HBO. I don't know, but it's on Univision. I know that for free.
Yeah, they'll
over the air in Spanish.
There's multiple stations that it's on.
And then directly afterwards, Mexico versus Panama. The winners of those two games will play on Sunday, where Clayton and I have tickets.
Woo!
Jerry World. Sunday night.
Yep.
7 o'clock is the final?
Yes.
And I'll go if I have the energy. I told you I'm not sure, but I want to go. I want to be there. We'll see if I do go there.
I have to say, like, in regards to U.S. players coming in on heaters, this has to be, like, which may be dangerous. I don't know. We may be jinxing the shit out of this. But we are just, we've got players all over the place playing some of the best soccer of their careers. It has to be said, correct?
I'm down there in Mexico. They published the Mexico roster, and it's like 17 Liga MX guys and 5 European players. And some of them are great players in Europe and Liga MX. But then I look at the U.S. roster. Brendan Aaronson, not on the roster, scores a goal in the Bundesliga the next day, and then we have an injury, and he gets called in. We're not rostering guys who are starting. Austin Trusty's in the Premier League, doesn't even get a sniff. Like
John Brooks starts for
not a sniff. He would start for Mexico, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, he would.
So it is exciting. Yeah, I mean, I'll just say Christian Pulisic, form of his life, man.
5 goals and 5, like...
4 and 4?
Yes.
20 goals and assists combined this year. Like, he is looking like the player I wanted him to be someday.
I mean, this... I was so... not down on him, but just down on the situation at some point in Chelsea when he was going through all those injuries where it's like, man, we're not going to be able to even count on this guy in 2026 because I don't think his body's going to hold up because he can't take the pounding of the English Premier League. And whether that's true or not, like, this move to AC Milan, and I think you saw probably in the tech ride, you were busy in Mexico, but I threw it out there between you and me and friend of the pod, Tanner, like, best transfer ever for an American player?
It's hard to say, but I don't even care. He's killing it.
Just crushing. Anthony Robinson... just crushing it at Fulham right now.
You know who leads Premier League assists for defenders? Like, top assister?
Our left back, Anthony Robinson.
And then, I mean, did you hear the Weston McKennie news?
No.
This dropped in a press conference that this summer, when he was on the outs at Juventus, they took away his locker and his parking spot.
Are you serious? Dude, so high school coach. So high school coach right there.
And what'd he do? Like, he didn't...
Started balling out.
Grinding. I think he's got one less assist than the leader in Serie A. So he's one of the top 5 assisters in the whole Serie A.
3 Americans on a team from the Netherlands that has not lost a league game. I think they've only drawn 1 or 2.
Yep.
And just recently, this last week, knocked out of the Champions League Final 16. That would be Ricardo Pepi, Malik Tillman, and Sergino Dest. Dest is not eligible to play on Thursday because of his crazy jive-ass bullshit that he pulled last time. But ladies and gentlemen, tons of excitement. Watch this game on Thursday. Watch the game on Sunday. Good night, San Antonio.